Mobile phone usage is very, very widespread in Afghanistan. So what the Taliban are doing, they're first of all using mobile phone cameras to distribute films and videos, sending their message. Now, recently, there was a video of the Taliban caning a woman who they said had broken religious laws. They sent that video right around using mobile phones as a warning, and it reached the media, so their message got multiplied. Secondly, they're using the internet to create sort of music videos, if you like, of heroism, jihad videos, which they then put onto the DVDs, which they sell through the markets and sell in the mosques. Thirdly, they've got a website, which is continually changing because it's continually under attack by a coalition. But that website responds more or less immediately, say, to a coalition airstrike, and the first thing they say is, look, again, civilians have been killed. So there's a heap of new media ways in which, say, in Afghanistan, new media is being used, and this is really putting the coalition on the back foot.
Now, if the coalition were to engage with similar tactics targeting the Muslim audiences that are currently being targeted by al-Qaeda, how would they go about it?
Well, the latest tactic they've chosen, in fact, a tender was asked for by US and NATO forces last week. The tender is asking for Afghan companies to provide broadcasting services, particularly into the Pashtun heartland, to send out messages saying that the use of improvised explosive devices is wrong, it's un-Muslim, and to send out other messages using sort of mobile phone technology, using SMS, this sort of thing, saying that what the Taliban are doing are wrong and what the coalition are doing is right. Their challenge, of course, is A, to find a credible voice to deliver these messages to people who are very skeptical. And, of course, secondly, having found the voice, they need credibility of messages. Now, that is where they've got a huge challenge, because one of the credibility of messages is, hey, we're here for the long haul, one, and two, we're here to provide good governance. Now, neither of those really have got any weight, because a lot of the evidence being provided is to the contrary.
So how do you suggest that the Australian Defence Force in particular should be addressing this issue within its training? As you say, the message needs to be right. It needs to be culturally aware and sensitive. How does the Defence Force in Australia get around that when we're so far away from the area that is being targeted?
Look, we've got a whole cohort of young officers coming through Duntroon and ADFA and the other military training establishments who, as any other Gen Y cohort, swim in this stuff. So they know the technology very well. They need to be enabled and empowered to use this technology. So how do you do that? The next stage is obviously learning languages. The ADF has got a language school at Kanungra, but at the moment the ADF's language capabilities are used purely to gather intelligence rather than to provide spheres of influence. They do provide cultural training, but not targeted towards what we call strategic communications in this particular field. But I guess where I'm coming from is not only just Afghanistan, but looking ahead, because that's something we really need to look ahead, that the young, if you like, Islamic insurgent is just the same as Gen Y around the world. They're very savvy, they know how to use this technology, and they know how to use the messages. So it's in those conflicts of the future that the ADF needs to be smart about.